Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The parking lot is filling up here at Durham County Memorial Stadium as staff prepares to welcome thousands of educators here in Durham. We'll explain how this big event coming back after 5 years is helping them gear up for the new school year.
And it's going to be a much more pleasant day. We get a little break from the heat and humidity today, but I'll show you why it only lasts one day and when we're back to nearly record highs.
We are seeing the first mugshots for co-defendants in the Georgia indictment of Donald Trump. The next steps for the ex-president as his 2024 challengers prepare for their first debate tonight.
Work starts today on a project to improve pedestrian safety in Chapel Hill. How town leaders say it will help avoid future tragedies at a dangerous intersection. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Welcome to your wonderful feeling Wednesday weather-wise. We were waiting for this day. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday. And yeah, the last 2 days, we said sweat it out. Mm-hmm. You'll get there. The reward will be there. So it is time to carpe diem. This is the day. A one-day special, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
But there are more of these days to come, but we do have some really intense heat for the end of the work week. It looks beautiful right now in Durham, though. Look at this pretty sunrise just starting. When I walked in the door this morning, there were a few passing clouds, but it looks like our skies are clearing quickly. We have dropped to 68 now in the triangle, and 64 is our dew point. So it feels very pleasant as you step out the door this morning. We're looking still at some of the warmer temperatures down south in the 70s. That cool air is filtering in from the north behind the front that has slipped down into South Carolina. 64 in Goldsboro right now, 60 in Southern Pine, 61 in Roxboro. So it feels nice across most of our area. At lunchtime, 83. And again, with a nice drop in humidity, it should be nice to be outside really at any point today as we see those highs in the upper 80s, which is close to normal for this time of year. We're tracking Tropical Storm Franklin. That storm about to make landfall on the island of Hispaniola, moving north at 10 miles per hour with 50 mile per hour winds. It brings as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain to that island, which is likely to cause some flooding, and then moves back into the Atlantic, potentially as a hurricane by the weekend and early next week. It'll pass to the east of North Carolina. We'll talk about rip current danger and some erosion that we could see along the coast. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is just about 6:02 right now. Good news. Just check with Raleigh 911. We have no crashes reported anywhere in Wake County. Also quiet in Durham this morning, and our overnight construction down on 40 eastbound around the Clayton Bypass should be clearing right about now. Take a look at South Durham with that live camera at I-40 at 55. Eastbound traffic heading away from us, and so far we're not picking up any significant delays between 15501 and the 885 interchange. Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Today is just days before school starts. There's a big event to help your child succeed in the classroom. For the first time since 2018, Durham Public Schools will kick off the new year with a convocation. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at Durham County Stadium with the importance of this special welcome back ceremony here. Laura, good morning.
Jeff, right now, this morning, it kind of feels like the morning of a new school year, right? That, like you're heading to school, minus the kids. So right now, you have a parking lot here that is beginning to fill up as people are arriving to the stadium, preparing to set up for the big event. As you've mentioned, this is Durham Public Schools' first time hosting a convocation in 5 years. About 5,000 employees are expected to fill the stadium today, officially kicking off the new school year and encouraging staff before students walk inside the classrooms. Superintendent Dr. Pascal Mubenga says this is a way to set the tone for the new year. Along with the guest speaker, the school system will also unveil its latest strategic plan. As 31,000 students will start school Monday, we will learn how DPS tackles the challenges of bus driver shortages, teacher staffing, pandemic learning loss, and school safety. With recent tragedies of students impacted by gun violence here in Durham, Dr. Mubenga says that's top of mind.
We have a strong student services department. We're making sure we have curriculum in place when it comes to social-emotional learning. We've been implementing this for the past 3 years with elementary schools. This academic year, we're going to start that with our high school and middle school as well. So that's giving students tools how to deal with their emotions.
So if you are traveling within this area this morning, especially on Roxboro Road, a traffic pattern shift is already taking place. There is a lot of police officers on the scene right now, as well as sheriff deputies. So be mindful of this area. This event starts at 8 and will run until 9:15. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Durham.
Breaking overnight, we are getting our first look at mugshots for two of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election case. Attorney John Eastman and bail bondsman Scott Hall are the first co-defendants to surrender. They turned themselves in yesterday and were booked into the jail in Atlanta. This comes just one day before former President Trump is expected to turn himself in after being indicted. The Fulton County Sheriff says Trump will be treated like any other inmate during the booking process, so there's a chance that he could have his mugshot taken as well. Trump's legal team negotiated a $200,000 bond.
Meanwhile, Renee, former White House Chief of Staff and NC lawmaker Mark Meadows is trying to find a loophole to avoid being arrested before Friday's deadline. In a newly filed motion, Meadows pointed to the court's plans to hold a hearing Monday on his request that the case be moved to federal court. Bond agreements are still being discussed for other co-defendants as well. Trump's former personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is set to meet with the DA's office today to discuss his.
Starting today, a new project in Chapel Hill designed to keep pedestrians safe could cause issues for the morning commute. The work is happening at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. Crews will be upgrading the sidewalks between the YMCA and the Shadowwood Apartments. The northbound lane of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard will be closed while this work is completed. The work is expected to last 3 months. Now, coming up in our next half hour, WRL's Kelsey Coffey will join us with a closer look at the goals of this project.
Happening today, leaders in Durham County are examining ways to reduce gun violence in the community. The Building a Safer Community Conference is happening today at the Durham Convention Center. Representatives from the fields of law enforcement, health and human services, housing and education will talk about strategies to tackle violence. Local and state government leaders will also be part of the conversation.
The Wake County District Attorney says she has no plans to open a criminal investigation into House Speaker Tim Moore. Wake County Democratic Representative Terrence Everett called for a probe into possible embezzlement, bribery, and misconduct of public office. DA Lauren Freeman says she sees no basis for an investigation into the House Speaker, telling WRAL, quote, "I respect Representative Everett's interest in ensuring that public funds are appropriately used and that public office is not abused. His letter does not contain any information new to our office. There is no basis to move forward with a criminal investigation."
New this morning, we have an update from the FBI on its effort to identify those unaccounted for in the Maui wildfires. We now know 115 people are confirmed dead. The FBI says about 1,000 are still missing. And they say that police are taking their time to make sure every part of the island destroyed by fire is searched for human remains. They're encouraging family members of the missing to provide their DNA to help identify their loved ones. Officials say that they expect the number of confirmed dead to rise, and even after their searches are complete, there will still be many considered presumed dead.
Former President Trump will not be among the Republican presidential candidates taking the stage tonight for their first debate. Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Nikki Haley will be among the candidates facing off in the debate hosted by Fox News. While Trump will not be on stage, he is the front runner in the race and is expected to be a big topic of discussion. Instead of going to the debate, Trump recorded an interview with former Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson. It's set to air tonight. Neither Trump nor Carlson has said how people will be able to watch it.
And ahead of that debate happening tonight, there is a new poll out this morning from NBC News. We want to show you that here. The tougher border measures and fighting a woke agenda are the most popular GOP issues ahead of that debate, which is happening tonight. 77% of likely Republican Iowa caucus goers say they're more likely to vote for a candidate who supports using the U.S. military to secure the southern border. And 65% say they're more likely to back a candidate who fights the left's woke agenda. More than half say they're less likely to vote for candidates who aggressively criticize former President Donald Trump over the multiple criminal charges that he is facing. Now, that debate will be held tonight in Milwaukee, and coming up at 7 o'clock on today, they will have much more.
All right, thanks, Michelle. 6:09 the time right now, and people in Garner have questions about the proposed redevelopment of a former golf center. The next steps in the plan for the former Par golf site on US 401.
Also coming up, a scary encounter for actress and talk show host Drew Barrymore, likely populating your social media feed this morning. We'll tell you what happened and how Barrymore reacted. Elizabeth.
And we're looking at a pleasant day today, but we're looking at the potential for record heat by Friday. I'll show you the changes and why we may see a cooler pattern by next week.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Look at this beautiful view in Sanford. We do have a little bit of cloud cover, but that sun's just starting to lighten up things there on the horizon. That's going to be a really pretty sunrise in about 15, 20 minutes. It is dry, and today is the day that our humidity has dropped and our temperatures will be close to normal. So nice and quiet out there. Temperatures in the mid-60s to around 70s. You're stepping out the door and walking the dog this morning feels delightful. You know, if it's between you and somebody else, I would volunteer today. It's just so nice out there. Temperatures at lunchtime, 83. Our evening temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. And of course, with no humidity today, it's going to feel very pleasant. It's just one day. I'll show you why the humidity picks up and when we're back to a better chance for afternoon and evening storms coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is now 6:13 as we check traffic. Still looking good around the Triangle with no crashes reported anywhere in Wake County or Durham County. Traffic is flowing freely right now on I-40 in both directions through Garner now that that overnight construction is cleared. I'm going to take you live to Cary to I-40 out at Harrison Avenue. The headlights you see there are westbound heading out toward the airport. And as we take a look at those major approaches into RDU, we're not picking up any delays on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue. 540 westbound out of North Raleigh is looking good. And I-40 eastbound out of Chapel Hill and South Durham. All clear right now heading to those airport exits, Jeff.
Construction project getting some attention here in Garner, and the folks there are sharing their doubts about a new proposed development. Dozens turned out last night for a rezoning hearing about the 401 crossing project. If it's approved, it could add single-family homes, apartment units, and businesses to Fayetteville Road at the old Par golf site. The golf center closed last year. One person who spoke against the project shared his vision for that plot of land.
I'd love to see a park there, but again, we're not opposed to development.
Well, the council did not make a decision on the rezoning proposal. Developer Brian Kane was told to work with staff to submit a better plan before resubmitting it after another neighborhood meeting.
There soon could be an end to the Hollywood writer's strike. Studios have given the Writers Guild a new proposal that would give them their biggest raise in 35 years. The package also features first-of-their-kind offers for writers, including in the areas of generative artificial intelligence, data transparency, and minimum staffing. The Writers Guild has been on strike since early May. Meanwhile, actors gathered for a rally yesterday in Burbank. Actors have been striking since last month. The two strikes have shut down most TV and film production in the U.S.
Videos circulating online of a scary encounter between Drew Barrymore and an audience member in New York. She was quickly rushed off the stage after a man approached her yelling. WRO's Ken Smith joins us now. These folks are saying that maybe she recognized this person as a stalker, saw him before.
Yeah, so that was the initial thinking because this guy apparently causes trouble for celebrities just to get attention. Well, I'll tell you, take a look at what happened as this all unfolded because this was a very scary situation for Drew Barrymore at a place in Upper Manhattan.
Sell people. Oh my God! Say yes. Hi.
I'm Chad Michael Bustos.
Clearly, she thought she knew this guy, but quickly realized that wasn't the case. He continued yelling Drew Barrymore's name. The man proceeded to make claims and saying that Barrymore knew him and that, quote, I need to see you at some point while I'm in New York. Of course, you saw there Barrymore was quickly rushed off stage. Security surrounded this guy and got him to back away from the stage. Eventually, Barrymore came back on stage and had this to say to Renee Rapp, whom she was interviewing before they were interrupted.
Bodyguard. That you are my Kevin Costner.
I'll be that.
So,
yeah, initially scary, but they made light of it afterwards. Well, the New York Police Department did not press any charges against the man identified as Chad Michael Busto, since he willingly surrendered to police after causing quite a ruckus. Renee.
Glad you're okay. Renee Rapp had her back. A company in North Carolina dumped massive amounts of toxic chemicals into the Cape Fear River for decades, the drinking water supply for hundreds of thousands of people. These forever chemicals also contaminated the air and groundwater surrounding the plant. Now, we first learned of the contamination 5 years ago, but thousands of people are forced to use contaminated water today. WRAL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance and WRAL environmental reporter Liz McLaughlin teamed up to show what's happening in these contaminated areas. You can watch Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water, tonight at 7:30 p.m. on WRAL or on WRAL.com. You can also watch on the WRAL Doc YouTube page at 8 p.m. It is 6:17, and we are tracking Tropical Storm Franklin about to make landfall. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to show us where it's at.
You can see right now, this is a look at the high-resolution view here. It looks like the center of circulation is right about here, so very, very close to that southern tip of Hispaniola here out in the Caribbean. It's moving north at 10 miles per hour, so we'll give it maybe another hour, 2 hours before it officially makes landfall here. But, of course, a lot of heavy rain already affecting this island here. Winds at 50 miles per hour, which winds at 50 miles per hour don't do a lot of damage, but definitely some minor damage. It's really going to be the rain that'll be the biggest problem for folks here at Hispaniola, anywhere from 5 to 10 inches. There may be some isolated totals that are higher than that, but 5 to 10 inches, you know, on a fairly mountainous island will cause a lot of problems for folks there, Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The storm moves back out into the Atlantic, and late Friday, early Saturday may become a Category 1 hurricane with 90 mile per hour winds by late Sunday into Monday. And I know you're probably looking at the direction this is headed, but all the computer models want to push this east of North Carolina, east of the United States. You can watch the circulation here. Bermuda's right here. So it passes a little closer to Bermuda than it does to the United States. We'll likely have high rip current danger and big swells, possibly some erosion on the coast. This is a look at our high rip current danger. This is going to start late in the weekend and continue through early next week. But you can see the computer models are clustered much closer to Bermuda than they are to North Carolina. We take a look at our wave heights, and way out in the Atlantic, they're 20 feet, but closer to shore, they're going to be anywhere from, say, 6 to 9 feet. Of course, that can end up producing a lot of damage along the coast in terms of beach erosion, and that's likely to happen Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. Other systems out here, this one has a 40% chance of developing. It's off the coast of Africa. This one's just a little farther north with a 60% chance of developing. So we still have three systems that we're watching. That's down from six on Monday. Right now we're looking at mostly sunny skies across our area and pleasant conditions. It's going to feel much better today. 87 in Raleigh, 85 in Durham, 88 in Fayetteville with a nice drop in humidity. Remember yesterday we watched Harold make landfall on the coast of Texas right around lunchtime. This is the remnants of that storm, and the remnants are likely to ride up and around this high pressure system along with some other disturbances that are going to start to bring us a chance of showers and thunderstorms beginning on Friday evening. We'll see that Saturday as well as Sunday. So we're just going to get back into that pattern of afternoon and evening thunderstorms with disturbances riding over that high pressure system. So it's a 30% chance Friday, 40 Saturday and Sunday, and that may help to alleviate some dry conditions. We're looking at potential record highs on Friday, and the heat index goes up. So we'll talk about how that will feel coming up, but it looks good. Monday for the first day of school, 84.
That's
not bad.
Very nice. I'm looking forward to today.
Today's going to be great.
Enjoy it, not have to swim outside. It is 6:20 as we take a look at traffic. Quiet right now all over the triangle, not picking up any big delays on our major routes. Do you want to give it, well, you see with that live update, just got a crash up there on the north side of Raleigh. I'll check it out and let you know what's going on there. Listen, on the north side of Durham, a reminder that Durham Public Schools convocation ceremony is this morning starting around 8 o'clock. And as we approach that 8 o'clock hour, we're going to see some heavy traffic on Duke Street, Roxborough Street, Olympic Avenue, Stadium Drive as people head out to Durham County Memorial Stadium. Just be prepared for that. We'll watch those sensors, give you updates as our news continues on Fox 50 between 7 and 9.
Thanks, Brian. People who live on Lake Norman are shocked after a neighbor, a home there, is leveled in an instant.
Pretty loud explosion, and with, you know, followed by the earth just rattling.
What investigators say may have caused that explosion that left an NFL player's father dead.
And a park honoring the history of Black North Carolinians is about to open in Raleigh. The years-long effort to open NC Freedom Park comes to fruition today.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Oscar Mayer's added again another unique product that will make people double take.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian?
This one will turn some heads. You may remember this viral video from last year when a fan at a New York Yankees game fashioned a straw out of a hot dog. Yes, I missed that, but now I've seen it. And Oscar Mayer now is selling a hot dog-shaped straw made out of silicone. Mm. It even partnered with that Yankees fan for a video on social media. Oh,
and I can't unsee course, this. Now that you've seen it, Brian, you can't unsee it. Mm-mm. So that's happened. I don't know if the guy's getting a cut or what. Can you break that out at a party and make that happen? Or I don't know.
I think we should just move on to the next story. Yeah. If a hot dog straw is not your thing, how about a pickle sweatshirt? TikTok users are making this fashion statement go viral. The company says that has made and sold 23,000 of them because of the trend at $44 a piece.
Ooh, who knew pickle couture would be such a hot seller and in demand? One of the designs featured on the brand of pickles, Mount Olive Pickles. So there's a little North Carolina connection there.
The best.
Love that. Thanks, Brian. NC State fans will no longer be able to enjoy Old Tuffy Lager. The university and New Belgium Brewery are ending their four-year co-branded beer partnership. The lager and related merchandise will be available on a limited basis until current supplies are sold out. NC State expects to announce a new beer sponsorship at the start of the football season.
Oh. And, of course, we're looking at some changes in the way it feels outside. Our dew points drop down into tolerable on the way to comfy. I'll show you why that may only last one day. Coming up.
Republican presidential hopefuls will debate tonight at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, where you're looking live right now. What we're expecting to learn during the first debate ahead of the 2024 election.